We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Ed Hutton is joining us, director of the Financial Markets Laboratory at Niagara University. Good morning, Ed. The Fed yesterday signaling that it's going to begin raising interest rates, not yet, but possibly as soon as next month and maybe a few more times this year. What does that mean to, you know, people like us, if you're buying a house or a car, or what about your credit cards?
Yeah, sure. Well, we really need to go back to 2 years ago, March 2020, the beginning of the pandemic. I know it seems like 100 years ago, but it was really just 2 years ago that with the pandemic, the Federal Reserve decided that they would do whatever it takes to be able to prop up the economy. And they did that by flooding the economy with money. And so that lowered interest rates. And we went back for a long period, where interest rates were essentially zero for many things. And we saw mortgages, 30-year mortgages, below 3%. We also saw that a lot of people in savings accounts were making essentially nothing. And what's happening right now is with the Fed, and it's no surprise to anybody that this is happening, is the Fed has said that those days of zero interest rates, or those ultra-low interest rates, or interest rates you just can't believe they're this low, that is over, and that's coming. That's going to be coming to an end. What is uncertain right now is the timing. And so yesterday, Chairman Powell said, yeah, we think it's going to be March. We think it might be three rate hikes and that sort of thing. But what he left off with yesterday is it's going to be data dependent. If we continue to see inflation as strong as it's been, the number that was over 7% in December. We're waiting to see what's happening in January. But if that inflation rate continues as high as it is, we could see rate hikes coming sooner, and we could see them coming in more succession than they're really planned. So we could have as many as five rate hikes. So big news is interest rates are on the way up.
What's the balance that the Fed, has to have when making these decisions, when speaking about this? Because there is two sides of the coin, right? When, all right, we're going to raise interest rates, what negative impact could that have?
Yeah, sure. It's like anything. When you flood the system with money, there is such a supply of money that the prices go up. And so that's the inflationary part of it. And so what the Federal Reserve has to do is to say, we want to keep rates low because we want people to borrow money. We want people to buy homes, want people to finance automobiles and for businesses to expand. But when we do that, what we do is we cause inflation. And the Fed monitors that inflation, and they have a target of right around 2%. So they'll say, you know, our stimulus should stay in place because we're not causing inflation over 2%. But beginning last year, towards the end of last year, as I said before, we started seeing inflation not 2%, but actually 7%. So well over that target. And everybody can see those numbers. The Federal Reserve sees those numbers. We saw with that inflation, we also saw disruptions in the supply chain. Remember, everybody couldn't get things that we wanted to, and there were all those pictures of all the ships trying to unload. So there was way too much stimulus in the economy. It was causing a lot of inflation, well over that 2%, and so the Fed says now we have to cut back.
All right, you had mentioned savings, how, you know, savings accounts have basically earned nothing. Savings, CDs, what about those? Will that change going forward?
That is one of the things, and this is one of the reasons why, Susan, that the stock market is falling right now. You know, for the last several years, there's an expression with investors, and it's called TINA. It's an acronym. It means there's no alternative to stocks. You know, people normally make a decision between investing in stocks or bonds or CDs or that type of thing, which have been at such a low rate that people say, well, I really don't want to be in stocks as much as I am, but there's no alternative because of the very low rate on CDs and bonds. And what's happening now is that we're starting to see those rates on bonds and CDs and other type of bank accounts going up. And so people are saying, I'm going to take some of my money out of the stock market. I'll sell the stocks, which is causing stocks to fall. And I'll finally be able to go back to investing in things like CDs. And for a lot of the investing public, CDs and bonds are a pretty important and very, very useful financial asset class that they can be invested in. But they just haven't had that opportunity because of these just crazy low rates.
How much of, you know, the volatility that we're seeing is based on, you know, interest rates and a lot of the things we've been talking about versus just the world, right? I mean, do things really need to get back to normal life 2019 if we are to expect less volatility or things to, I guess, normalize when it comes to the markets or finances in general?
Yeah, I think that that right now, that we're not really, there's been a lot of uncertainty. I think one of the things that has thrown the market a lot has been this latest surge with the Omicron variant. I think that there were a lot of portfolio managers who were really ready to sort of sometime in September of October last year say, hey, you know what? Let's move on from COVID. That's done. Factories are going to rehire. We're going to get people back in the labor force. Everybody's going to be back in the office. And, you know, these factories will be able to turn up the volume knob and the factories will continue to give us their output. And with everything that happened with Omicron, that just didn't happen. And so there is still a lot of uncertainty about the workforce. And the workforce, I think, especially for the U.S. economy, is one of the most critical aspects of that. People just have not gone back to work. There's, you know, depending on who you ask, there's almost 10 million workers that were in the workforce in 2019 that are not yet returned to the workforce. And so what that means is that things that we would have liked to see, like full production in these factories, like people being able to work in retail and hospitality and that sort of thing, that they just haven't come back to work yet. And we don't really know where they went to. So they're kind of missing. So there's a lot of uncertainty as a result of the large number of people that have left the workforce.
You know, speaking of that, Ed, there's a story this morning about a four-day work week in the news. It's state of California. There's some legislation that's been introduced there to look at this, and they say it's happening in other countries. I'm just wondering, from your perspective, would a four-day work week have a positive or negative effect on the economy?
Well, you know, that's a great point, Susan. I was reading something similar, and they were talking about what are the things that matter the most to these workers, you know, to get people back to work. And certainly there were, you know, getting a higher salary is important. I'm not saying that's not important. That is important in getting people to go back to work. But having workplace flexibility, being able to work a flexible schedule, especially in places where, you know, in industries where people haven't traditionally done that, is even more important to a lot of people. So whether that's a four-day work week, whether that's some other combination of vacation time, and there is just really important for a lot of people. And especially I see, you know, people have family obligations and people want to be able to take additional time off. It looks like that employers are going to have to realize that not everybody wants to work a 40-hour work week.
Yeah. Or you could say nobody wants to work a 40-hour work week. You just right. have to. Ed, thanks so much for the time. Ed Hutton is director of the Financial Markets Lab at Niagara University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.